Radio.nl podcast.
The Daily Show, This Week in God.
Column.
Vandaag deel 2 in onze miniserie podcast columns over The Daily Show. We behandelen het item This Week in God door middel van een kort interview met de man achter het item, Stephen Colbert. Stephen, waarom leg je zelf niet uit waar het om gaat in This Week in God?
It's a semi-weekly segment on The Daily Show that explores religious news. And we have something called the God Machine. And the sound effect for the God Machine is... And it has images behind me, religious iconography going on behind me. Like, you know, Jesus, Buddha, Starbucks. And it's just like a little weekly wrap-up of what's happening in the world of God.
Laten we even luisteren naar een voorbeeld uit een recente uitzending.
Christianity. Pharmaceutical Christianity. Some devoutly religious pharmacists are refusing to fill prescriptions for birth control, citing their moral opposition to contraception. Viagra, on the other hand, that crank makes you Jimmy thicker. And that is the gospel truth. Texas pharmacist Steve Mosier explained why he doesn't dispense the pill.
I just cannot go with participating in taking the life of an innocent human being.
Remember, he's talking about birth control pills, the ones that prevent fertilization. Because for Mosier, life begins as soon as you think of having sex.
Zei de fokken en sukken al niet dat menstruatie moord is?
In their defense, pharmacists say they've received no complaints from their customers who aren't huge sluts.
Opvallend genoeg is Stephen geen ongelovige christenhater, maar een brave katholiek die regelmatig naar de kerk gaat.
I'm you know, not a particularly religious person. I do go to church, which makes me kind of odd for my profession.
Maar hoe bepaal je dan hoe ver je gaat? Waar zit de grap?
I have to walk a thin line because I don't want to criticize anyone's religion for the fact that it is a religion. And what's funny to me is what people do in the name of religion.
En hoe bepaal je dan waar die grens precies ligt?
Does it disrespect the concept of their belief? And if it does, then I really don't think I can do it. Because who am I to say that what they believe is wrong? But if they are doing things using religion as a tool in some other behavior, you know, hypocritical or destructive, then it's fair game.
Kun je dat concreet maken voor het fragment dat we net lieten horen met die anticonceptiepil? Wat is daar grappig aan?
Because it has a central hypocritical quality to it. Birth control prevents abortion. And so if you were anti-abortion, it seems like that would be one of the first things that you would do, is give people birth control. And also the fact that pharmacists have no trouble passing out Viagra, which is a sexual enhancement drug with absolutely no license or restriction on how it would be used, seems like a very easy conflict of ideas.
Hmm. Het wordt er niet grappiger op zo.
I'm sorry, my parsing of my jokes is so dry, but talking about comedy is such... Talk about walking a tightrope. It seems so dangerous to me to talk about comedy in this sort of dry way, because nothing will take the juice out of a joke faster than talking about what made it funny.
Tijdens de afgelopen presidentsverkiezingen heb je het voor elkaar gekregen om als journalist de Republikeinse conventie mee te maken. Hadden de heren politici enig idee wie je was? Zo zagen we hoe je Tom DeLay, die nu aangeklaagd is wegens corruptie, aanprobeerde te spreken.
Tom DeLay didn't know I wasn't real, but all of his handlers did, and they wouldn't let me near him. Congressman DeLay, do you have a second to speak to me? Stephen Colbert from The Daily Show. And he goes, absolutely. You know, this moon eclipses Tom DeLay between the two of us. And someone says, hi, I'm a big fan of the show. The congressman's a little busy right now. And the congressman said, no, I'm not. I got an hour. You got to go talk to CNN. That's at 11 o'clock. This is not the time.
Heb je nog meer rare dingen meegemaakt?
At the Democratic National Convention, there was one bit I wanted to do when Kerry was giving his speech, and that was interrupt someone who was listening to the speech and clearly enjoying it, to ask him how he's enjoying the speech. And I found a guy in the corner who was just clapping his hands and thumbs up and rocking his head and, you know, and you know, popping up and down in the back of his heels. And I thought, I've never seen anybody so enthusiastic about a speech in my life. So I'd go up and say, How are you liking it so far? He goes, it's great. What did he just say? I don't know, because you're asking me what he just said. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed it. What was that then? Please go away. And I ran into that guy in Penn Station. And he said, I'm the guy you interrupted. And I said, oh, God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay with it? He goes, I'm a huge fan of the show. I didn't recognize you that night, but I really enjoy the show. Good work. And I said, well, I've never seen anybody so into a speech in my entire life. And he said, well, that's because I wrote it. But he was fine with it. But
thank you, Stephen, for that interview.
Thank you.
Way, punt radio, .nl/podcast.
Binnenkort deel 3 van onze miniserie over The Daily Show. Daarin wordt Bill O'Reilly geïnterviewd. Bill O'Reilly presenteert de populairste variant van Nova in de VS op Fox News. Bill is lekker rechts en zijn presentatiestijl is een grote bron van inspiratie voor de makers van The Daily Show. Ook laten we een stukje horen van hoe Bill's interviewtechniek belachelijk gemaakt wordt in The Daily Show.
Dit was een Radio.nl podcast.
Feedback over de podcast kun je sturen naar
podcast@radio.nl.
Dit was de Radio.nl podcast.
From Columbus, Ohio.